Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance, and today is Monday, the 30th of December, 2019. It is the 364th day of the year. One day remains until the end of the year, 80 days until spring begins, 64 days until primaries, and 309 days until presidential elections. The sun will rise at 7:25 this morning. The sun will set at 5:01 tonight. We have 9 hours and 36 minutes of daylight. The first low tide will be at 7:59 this morning, the next high tide at 1:31, and the final low tide at the Golden Gate at 8:19 tonight. The moon is currently 18.1% visible, a waxing crescent moon. Today is Bacon Day, Falling Needles Family Fest Day, Festival of Enormous Changes at the Last Minute Day, National Bicarbonate of Soda Day. It's also Day of the Declaration of Slovakia as an independent ecclesiastic province. Rizal Day in the Philippines. The fifth day of Kwanzaa. Today's principle is Nia, or purpose. The sixth day of the 12 days of Christmas. And tonight is the final night of Hanukkah. Tonight, on this day in history, in 1927, the Ginza Line, the first subway line in Asia, opens in Tokyo in Japan. 1936, the United Auto Workers Union stages its first sit-down strike. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share this special day with Rudyard Kipling, Al Smith, Paul Bowles, Burt Parks, Bo Diddley, Del Shannon, Russ Tamblyn, Sandy Koufax, John Hartford, Noel Paul Stuckey, Michael Nesmith and Davy Jones of the Monkees, Patti Smith, Meredith Vieira, Susie Bogus, Matt Lauer, Tracy Ullman, Doug Copeland, Heidi Fleiss, and LeBron James. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories, California news stories, come New Year's Day. 40 million Californians will soon have a sweeping amount of new digital privacy rights, the strongest in the United States. People who live in California will be able to see what personal information companies have collected on them and request it be deleted. However, many people may have limited legal recourse if they face obstacles. The law is the strongest so far in the nation, and companies around the world are preparing for it to go into effect. But it puts much of the burden to request and understand the data on consumers. This is part of California leading the nation in new rights and laws going into effect in the new year. The state will make it harder for many industries to treat workers like contractors instead of employees. Another new law will give California one of the nation's most comprehensive approaches to deterring police shootings. And California becomes the first state to bar workplace and school discrimination against African American people for wearing hairstyles such as braids, twists, and locks. One of the longest-running newspapers in California has printed its final edition on Sunday, ending 161 years of publishing news from and about the county seat of Contra Costa County, Martinez. The Martinez News Gazette's editor says he isn't certain whether the news outlet covering the city of nearly 40,000 people will continue publishing online. Meanwhile, the state's oldest weekly newspaper covering two rural counties northeast of Sacramento appears to be nearing its final days. The Mountain Messenger's editor and publisher told the Los Angeles Times he's planning to retire by the middle of January, which point publication will end. The decline of local news outlets here in the United States is usually associated with rural, lower-income areas, but we're seeing a demise of local daily newspapers that once served hundreds of thousands of readers in places such as the San Francisco Bay Area. Local news is being hit hard, even in relatively affluent areas with high education levels. It's ironic that so many communities have lost their daily newspapers. A reason why may be that many people who live here in the Bay Area, for example, work for giant tech companies whose dominance has contributed to the steep decline of the traditional news industry. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance.